It's a blessing to be gathered in God's church on this beautiful day. Let us turn our attention to the reading of Psalm 30. Allow these scripture verses to fall upon your heart and your mind, that they might rest upon your soul in a fresh and new way. A song at the dedication of the temple of David. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us now bow our heads in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Children at play. When we hear that phrase or see that sign that we drive by on the road, children at play, different images come to our minds. Many of us picture children on a playground, playing on swings, on the monkey bars, running around playing tag. You can see the picture of joy and happiness on their faces. You can imagine the sounds of the shrieks and thrills of being able to run and use that energy in a fun and playful way. When we also think of children at play, many of us think of children playing different types of sports. Children on the soccer field, playing football, or playing basketball or baseball, where they can learn as a team and win together, lose together, and have fun together. And recently, I found out another way that you can think of children at play, and that is at a youth lock-in. Many of you may not be aware, but this past Friday night to Saturday morning at 7 a.m., we had a lock-in at the church, meaning a bunch of youth gathered here, and we played games, and we made snacks, and we watched movies. And let me tell you, youth have so much energy. Oh my goodness. There were seventh grade boys that stayed up all night long, and there were ninth grade girls that stayed up all night long. And I think Jessica made it. We made it all night. There was a couple adults that had to crash every now and again. But children at play, right there, boundless energy. They're ready to have fun, ready to enjoy life, ready to play. And I think play and having fun is a part of a larger concept of our faith that many of us may not deal with often. We may not address it or hear it preached on a lot, but that has to do with Sabbath. Lots of us kind of shy away from this fancy word. When we think of Sabbath, we immediately go to two different places in the Bible, usually. We often go to Genesis chapter 1, the creation story, where after 6 days of creating, on the seventh day, God rests. And we have that in our mind, that that's the foundation of which the Sabbath is built upon, that it's a day that we rest and give recognition and honor to God. The second we often encounter and think of when we think of Sabbath is, of course, from the Ten Commandments. Keep the Sabbath day and make it holy. As a sign to honor God for all the work we've done the previous week, we will rest and we will dedicate that God to focusing, resting in God's presence. Now, the Sabbath developed, and soon it became associated with Friday night to Saturday night in the Jewish tradition. That's where it began from. And of course, when Jesus comes on the scene and the Christian faith has been around a while, Christians decided to shift their Sabbath to Sundays in recognition of Easter, recognition of the resurrection, a day where we take and we rest and we think about what God has done for us, a day where we can ponder with God. Well, there's a couple of things that I want to address this morning about Sabbath that we may not often think about. And the first is that there's a dynamic of play and having fun with the Sabbath. Now, oftentimes, like we just said, in the Sabbath, it's a time to honor God and, you know, rest and concentrate on God's presence. And that's certainly the primary focus of it. But another aspect is this notion of play and having fun, having joy. A day in which we set aside and can relax. We let go. We've had a busy week and we allow God to work through us to have that joy. Because if we have that on a regular basis, we are less stressed with work. It's a way for us to enjoy life. There's so many of us that get so tied up with our schedules. We get so tied up with work and balancing family and dreams, different things you want to do in retirement. And sometimes we don't take a moment and realize that God wants us to enjoy life, to claim a time of fun and relaxation where we can recharge, we can focus upon God. And as long as the fun is wholesome and it's going down the path that God would smile at if we were walking that path, then I believe that God desires for us to claim life, work with the challenges and the tasks that God has given us, but also take those moments regularly to claim fun and play and joy for our life. The second thing I want to elaborate on is, if you look at Jesus and his approach to the Sabbath, you know, in our time, I believe that we have to allow Sabbath to be broadened, to have it be flexible. Because of the time we live in with so many schedules and different things, we can not really be able to take time that God wants us to take and have that be a part of our life. But if we look at the example of Jesus, you know, Jesus often would talk to the Pharisees about different laws and different rules and how God would actually have it being seen in a different way than just following the rule as strictly as possible. The example Jesus would often give is, you know, if there was a friend or a person stuck in a pit or had fallen in a hole, if it was the Sabbath day, would you walk past them because you can't work on that day? No. God would desire for you to reach out with compassion and help that person. See, it has to be framed. The rules have to be framed with God's desire and God's mission, and fulfilling God's mission and sharing the love of God. Then the Sabbath will come about naturally in one's life. The Pharisees would often try to trap Jesus and say, they would see Jesus heal a person and say, "You can't do that." Well, I have the power. God gave me the ability to heal this person. So therefore, it's acting with that compassion, acting with love. So as we look at that picture of Jesus, I tend to think that in our day and time, we don't need to get bogged down on the Sabbath being on a particular day like Saturday or Sunday. I think for many of us, it's nice to think of the Sabbath being on Sunday. That's the day you go to church. That's the day that often people rest. But our world has changed dramatically. People work on Sunday all the time. There are youth and children's sports events on Sundays and Saturdays. And so oftentimes, people can't find that time to take and rest like they used to. So when that happens, I believe that we have to think outside the box and allow the Sabbath to happen during the week at some point. But it doesn't have to be cut in a particular way. We have to be smart and think about what God would desire for us to do. A way for us to think about this is the Sabbath, if we earnestly seek to have it be a part of our life, have it be a part of our everyday journey of faith, then we will seek to have that be a part of us. And when we do, it strengthens our connection with God. It gives us release of stress, anxiety, and allows us to embrace the joy of life again. And so think about your perspective of time and all the schedules you have in a given week. Oftentimes, we place God where we can plug God in conveniently to our own system. However, we should be diligently seeking to place God first on our calendar and then have everything else center around that purpose. Because if we do, then the balance of life is stronger. You have the power and the strength to be able to do that. And God will be able to help you because you'll be connected in a stronger way with God. So, after church is over, after you've gone and had Sunday lunch, after you've watched that first football game, maybe that second football game, sometime today, stop and think about your week. Think about, okay, where am I gonna place God? Is God going to be my time where I pray in the mornings when I get up? Is it going to be that time when maybe I live in an area where it's kind of a beautiful creation, where there's lots of trees or vegetation? Maybe you have a backyard. Maybe you take some time to watch nature and connect with God that way. Maybe you have a short devotional where you read at nighttime. Find something each day to connect with God. And the bolder task, find a day when it can be yours and your family's, where you know that you're working together to have fun and play. It's not always work. It's not always trying to accomplish something. But it's just enjoying life, enjoying the breath that we get to breathe every second. We have to take that seriously because life happens so quickly. We have to enjoy every moment. And when we do, when we claim that Sabbath in our lives weekly and on a regular basis, it empowers us to be able to do what God desires for us to do better, with more energy, with more joy, with a smile on our face. And it leads us to holier and more joyful living. May we go and do likewise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.